Welcome back to Shikellamy. Kevin Herr with Coach Bill Ziegler of the Shikellamy Braves, getting ready for Jersey Shore tonight. A little different Jersey Shore team than what maybe you've seen on film earlier. Looks like, you know, the incident of last week made some changes in the roster. Does that make it a little tougher to scout?
Well, we prepared for what we feel was going to be their starting five, and it is their starting five tonight. So we're ready to go here. You know, the biggest difference I notice is, you know, probably their leading returning scorer from last year is still injured, Preon. So everything we've seen on film is what we're prepared for.
Now, this is a team that likes to move the ball. You've played a lot of those teams that like to move the ball up and down the court. What would you like to see this defense do a little bit differently than against some of those other quick-moving teams?
Well, one, we have to make sure that our defensive transition is spot on tonight. When we turn it over or shoot and miss or shoot and score, we have to sprint back on defense, make sure we have the ball covered, and make sure that we limit their fast break opportunities. So that's our main goal tonight when it comes to that.
Now, is this a team offensively that likes to take the first good look or the first look?
Yeah, this is a team that doesn't want to be on offense too long. They're the first pass available, the first shot available, they're going to try to put up. So, you know, we got to be ready to defend right away and rebound right away. And hopefully, they're off a little bit tonight. We can force some quick shots and get our fast break going.
And this is the first home game for quite some time for the Braves. As a matter of fact, the first one in 2024, as we mentioned a few moments ago. But what kind of emotion does that bring for the team?
Well, hopefully it'll bring some emotion to us where we're a little fired up, ready to go, and hungry to play at home. Like you said, we haven't played at home since Central Columbia, which seems like forever ago. And, so it feels good to be at home. So let's hope the boys are going to get fired up, ready to go, and show a lot of emotion.
Both of these teams coming off of a long break between games, a little bit unusual for this time of year. Is that a concern?
It is a concern. The thing that I'm very concerned about is because we were supposed to play on Central Mountain on Saturday, and we didn't. We didn't practice Saturday or Sunday, and we were off on Tuesday. So, three of the last 4 days, we haven't been in the gym. So sometimes when that happens, turnovers come more quickly than I would like. So hopefully we can get that out of our system early and be ready to go.
You know, I don't think we've ever talked about this, but you've had a lot of delays, closings this week that, as you mentioned, kind of messed up your schedule along with everything else over the last weekend. Do delays like today cause an issue for getting kids ready to go?
And I'm not so much a delay. They get to sleep in a little extra hour, and knowing high school kids that we are, they're probably going on 6 hours of sleep anyway, so getting that extra seventh hour is probably good for them. But, a day off is not good. So the delay, I don't think, should be a factor.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the time. We'll chat with you afterwards.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
And Troy here. It's Owner Appreciation Loyalty Month at Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
And we're celebrating with 15% off many in-stock models.
Like new Jeep Renegades, 50% off with up to $4,500 in discounts.
15% off all Jeep Gladiators in stock. That's a savings up to $9,000.
Take 15% off 2023 Ram Crew Cabs in stock. That's almost $10,000 off many trucks.
So come in and see why people are coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman Difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
The next time you're looking for a great place for a great meal with family and friends, stop in the Place with Roots that go back over 100 years, the America's Host Company in Sunbury. Their social club serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you'll be supporting this volunteer fire department who's always on call no matter what the emergency may be. They also provide ambulance service, too. Before you go, check their Facebook page for daily and weekly specials. The America's Host Company, 100 Linden Street in Sunbury. Visit them for food and fun so they can be there for you in times of need.
Fresh Roasted Coffee offers a huge variety of freshly roasted coffee beans as well as Keurig and Nespresso-compatible pods. While you're here, check out our extensive selection of teas, botanicals, brewing equipment, and apparel. Stop by the company store in the Old Sunbury Textile Mill, just past the Shikellamy High School, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Can't make it to the store? No problem. Order online at freshroastedcoffee.com and we'll roast your coffee and have it ready for pickup in as little as 24 hours.
Every season comes with a list of to-dos. That's why Service First Federal Credit Union offers everyday equity. With its unique home equity line of credit, pay tuition, plan vacation, kick off remodeling projects, and much more. Everyday equity provides easy access to funds, low monthly payments, and the flexibility to lock in Service First great low rates on up to two segments of your line. Controlling your budget and accomplishing your goals just got easier. Apply today. Visit serviceone.org. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Membership requirements and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Phil Lockhoff Gymnasium here in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse for the first time here in 2024 as the Braves take on the Jersey Shore Bulldogs. If you're listening tonight for Shikellamy Braves Wrestling at Cumberland Valley, Steve Williams has made the trip. You'll find it on WKOK.com and all of our apps, as well as with your Amazon Alexa. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Basketball.
News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury, and online or on your mobile device at WKOK.com.
Giving you the starting lineups first for the Jersey Shore Bulldogs, coming in at 2-9 on the season. And they will have in their starting lineup here tonight everybody we expected, as Coach Bill Ziegler said moments ago, except for Breon, who's still injured and not dressed tonight. Jaden Jolin will be the junior. He'll be playing at the guard position. Jude Tenek will be the other junior, and we expect him to be playing guard as well. Amir Barbie is the senior, getting the start tonight, averaging 7 a game. The leading scorer on the starting lineup tonight is Ben Dalton, the junior. He's averaging 12 a game. And Landon Lathan, the sophomore, getting the start, averaging 5 a game. Jolin averaging 5. Tonight is averaging 4 on this Jersey Shore offense here tonight. For the Shikellamy Braves this evening, the Braves will be coming out with Ryan Williams, a 5'11 guard who is a senior. Williams averaging 8 a game, leads the team in steals and assists, and is also leading the team in charges. Actually, I should correct that. He's actually tied on the team lead with steals with 15. Xavier Fashaw, the 5'9 junior, getting the nod tonight. 75% free throw shooter, averaging 5 a game for Fashaw. Asher Moyer, the 6'1 junior at forward. Moyer averaging 7 a game, a 64% free throw shooter. Leading the team, actually tied for the team lead in blocks with 5 and steals with 15. Logan McAllister, the 6'3 forward, is senior. Leading the team with 39 rebounds, 63% free throw shooter on the year. And Cam Leonard, the 5'11 senior guard, he is second on the team in rebounds. The leading scorer, averaging 13 a game, a 77% free throw shooter on the season. That's your starting lineup. We'll have the opening tip when we return. This is Shikellamy Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Ready to embrace the new year? Get more in 2024 at W&L Subaru.
Get more confidence in your adventures when you choose Subaru's symmetrical all-wheel drive capabilities to conquer all that winter throws at you.
Test drive the versatile 2023 Subaru Forester that offers up to 33 miles per gallon. And right now, financing as low as 1.9% for 63 months.
We're off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLSubaru.com.
Financing for well-qualified applicants only. Offer valid on 2023 Subaru Forester. Offer excludes PFF model. Trim offer cannot be combined and ends 1/31/24. See WNL Subaru for complete details.
Experience unparalleled excavation and paving services with J.D. Feaster Earthworks. As a family-owned business, we're committed to providing exceptional service, going as far as moving the earth for you. Discover the unique J.D. Feaster difference, brought to you by our talented and dedicated team. With a century's worth of combined industry experience, we're committed to building relationships and delivering excellence. Our professional and seamless approach ensures top-notch service. Regardless of the job size, we will always be dedicated to your satisfaction. At J.D. Feaster, quality work each and every time we serve you is our promise. At J.D. Feaster Earthworks, we'll move the earth to serve you.
Discover the power of expression with Ad One Advertising and Design. They're the area's locally owned one-stop destination for premium promotional items and trendy apparel. We're talking about apparel with brand names like The North Face, Under Armour, and Carhartt, just to name a few. Sleek pens that speak volumes to stylish drinkware from Corksicle, Igloo, and Hydro Flask that keep your name in hand. Ad One has that item that makes your business or organization pop. Get noticed. Get remembered. Get Ad One Advertising and Design and elevate your brand today. Visit mypromotionalneeds.com to see for yourself.
The next time you're looking for a great place for a great meal with family and friends, stop in the place with roots that go back over 100 years, the America's Hose Company in Sunbury. Their social club serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you'll be supporting this volunteer fire department who's always on call no matter what the emergency may be. They also provide ambulance service, too. Before you go, check their Facebook page for daily and weekly specials. The America's Hose Company, 100 Linden Street in Sunbury. Visit them for food and fun so they can be there for you in times of need.
Starting lineups being introduced as we speak for Jersey Shore. It's Barbie, Jolin tonight, and Dalton and Lathan for the Braves. It'll be Williams, Fashaw, Moyer, McAllister, and Leonard. Actually, did we have a change here in the lineup? Yeah, Guerrero's getting the start here from what was originally in the book.
Well, he was he's the one that is replacing Brian. Brian's usually the one that's starting.
So it looks like Lathan, Dalton, Guerrero, Jolin, Barbie. That's your starting lineup for the Bulldogs. Tanaka is on the bench right now. That's a change from the original starting lineup, but Guerrero coming in is a sophomore at forward. Guerrero averaging 2 a game, did have 11 in that game against Milton, and we alluded to it in the interview with Coach Bill Ziegler. There was a little bit of a melee in that Jersey Shore Milton game that caused that game to end abruptly. And it did cause both teams to forfeit their next game. Braves got their first conference win with that forfeit from Saturday against Milton. Braves coming in at 1-3 in conference play, 5-7 overall.
Melee. It was a fight.
I was trying to be nice.
And unfortunately, most of the culprits were from the student section.
I was going to say, it really wasn't from the players as much.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
You're right.
It's the old story. You know, the second guy is the one that gets the most blame, all right? So
so at the center circle, it'll be Dalton. He'll be joined there by McAllister as the Braves get ready to attack the basket to our left to get things started here on WKOK. And we are underway. Tip controlled by the Braves, and Fashaw will have it in the backcourt. Give it to Williams. Again, if you're tuning in for WKOK's coverage of Shikellamy Wrestling, as that will go over and back. But picking up is Jolin, and he will draw the foul.
You know, Coach Ziegler alluded to the fact about not practicing, but what would bother me more than anything is the fact that you take Jersey Shore too light. They're undermanned right now, and they don't have a good record, but that was just careless right there, all right, on the Braves' part. That was an unforced turnover.
Finishing that thought, if you're listening for wrestling tonight, that's on WKOK.com from Cumberland Valley. Steve Williams on the call there. There's a nice turnaround skyhook-ish for Ben Dalton, the junior, gets the early 2. Leonard now drives the lane, looking for a pass outlet. Nobody there, and Jolin again with a steal. He'll give it out to Barbie. Barbie will fire one up, in and out, no good. Rebound McAllister, now to Williams. Williams headed back the other direction, and a whistle.
That foul's going to be on Amir Barbie. He reached in as Ryan Williams went down the right side trying to get into the paint. So that'll be a non-shooting foul. That's going to be Barbie's first foul. Team first, right?
That is correct.
That's pretty good, wasn't it?
It was very good.
His first, team's first.
Braves get the ball inbounding in front of the Jersey Shore bench. They go to the backcourt and bring it up with Moyer. Moyer lost it out of bounds.
Three
and that's an unforced.
Three unforced turnovers in a row, and the Braves have not shot the ball once yet, and we're 1 minute into this first quarter.
And the Braves go with a 2-2-1 press here. They go three-quarter court. broken, brought by Guerrero. Guerrero off balance, draws the foul. Team foul number one on the Braves. Actually, no, they're going to call that
a walk. Yeah, he tried to go one on three, and the three Shikalimi defenders just kept going back with him, and they got a hand on the ball, and he ended up walking.
Moyer with the basketball in the far corner where he lost it moments ago.
Those corners, yeah. Kevin.
McAllister bounce pass to Leonard running the baseline. Leonard puts it up and in, tied at two. 6:36 to go here in the first period.
Nice pass by McAllister to get Leonard the ball in the baseline. I thought McAllister probably could have had a good look at the basket also.
Open wing three, long rebound controlled by Lathan, who shot that one.
It always pays to follow your shot, Ken.
Boy, it sure did there, that's for sure. Here comes another three, Guerrero. That one no good. Moyer bounced around, picked up the loose ball. He'll go out to Williams. Williams now will find Leonard on the far wing. Pass tipped out of bounds, as it was intended for Fashaw, but Fashaw
Leonard trying to dribble penetrate down the middle, and he's going to pass it out to Fashaw for a three-point shot. And in that zone, Jersey Shore's kids got their hands on the ball. Braves ball.
2 minutes gone by here in this first period, all tied at two. McAllister inside, finds Moyer underneath, short on the reverse layup, goes and puts it right back up, got it tipped out of his hands, no good. It'll be Jersey Shore ball back the other way.
There's a lot of guys had their hands on that ball, Kevin.
Definitely.
It was 3-on-1 with Asher being the one.
And Asher now will pick up the steal. 3-on-3 goes to Williams. Williams drives in off the window. No. Put back by Moyer. Overshot the basket. Moyer gets it back. Tapped out of his hands. And Fashaw will have it now.
Well, Logan McAllister kept that ball alive. I thought he was going to go up with it, but instead he passed it. There we go.
And right to McAllister. One-hander. Put it up off the back iron. No good. Rebound by Jolin. Jolin drives in over Williams. Too much backboard. Rebound McAllister. Williams coming back with a 3-on-3. Finds Leonard far side. Runs the baseline. Scoops it underneath for McAllister. Leonard comes up with it. Off the window and in.
Well, once Cam gets that ball in that particular position on the left-hand box, he's so strong, he's at least going to get the shot up. He's 2-for-2 for that spot right now there, Kevin.
Yeah, but that's a high-percentage spot right there.
Well, but you got bodies all over you, man.
And that goes out of bounds in front of the Jersey Shore bench. Coach Kirkpatrick not happy about that whatsoever.
Well, again, that was one of those turnovers that Jersey Shore was their own worst enemy in that set.
Bruno now in for Fashaw, and Bruno will find Leonard as he got the inbound. Now to Moyer in the far corner. Back to Bruno, top of the key. He'll go to the foul line, find Williams, left side three. Drops it out of the rafters a little long. Great rebound by McAllister. Kicks it out to Moyer. Moyer from the foul line, forces his way in, draws the foul on Dalton.
That's a good looking shot by Ryan from out here in the foul line extended. Just missed it by, I would say, that much. And Asher Moyer with the rebound drove to the basket, and that's going to be Landon Lathan's first foul, team second for Jersey Shore.
Moyer to the line. A 64% free throw shooter converts in his first. He'll have another opportunity to make it a 6-2 game right now, 5-2. 4:26 to go first period. Second one from the left-hander is good.
Well, the Braves with Moyer and McAllister in their rebounding definitely have a good position on that, Kevin.
Jolin finds Dalton, who tries to throw one up over his head and travels.
You know, Logan was there, and I think he kind of forced the travel. But one of the things that you got to remember is the fact that he could have got the foul call just as easily. But Braves ball.
Wetzel in for McAllister now as Bruno will bring it up with 4:14 to go here in a low-scoring first period. Leonard, three, far wing, short. Drops right into the hands of Guerrero. Up the right side, Lathan. Into the right corner, it is Barbie for three, no good. Moyer with a big rebound, tapped out of bounds by Guerrero.
Well, what Asher gives up in height, he just does a great job of getting good position, and he's so strong and he's so quick to the ball, and he picks up that rebound. And you know, a lot of times I think guys get fouled on that. They knock the ball out of bounds, but I think they hit the guy's arm. But another strong rebound by Asher Moyer.
Tonight now in the game for Barbie for Jersey Shore. Moyer to the baseline. Finds Leonard all alone in the opposite low box. and he puts it up in for an 8-2 lead.
Well, Cam Leonard better be taking his teammates out for McDonald's because he's getting a lot of good passes.
And he's loving it. Driving in now, Guerrero on the baseline. Loses the ball, he passes to Lathan. Lathan loses the ball as well on his shot. Leonard comes up with a loose ball. Braves trying to take command now. Bounces it into the low box. Now back out to Leonard. Leonard to Williams, and Williams will reset the offense with 3:16 to go.
We just don't like the left side of the offense, Kevin, for some reason.
Well, Williams now drives it in, finds Moyer. Moyer gives it to Wetzel, overshot the basket.
Yeah, Luke took that dribble that he didn't need to take. He could have just went right up with it.
Three-pointer far side, tonight with a three.
Well, eventually, if you give Jersey Shore enough open shots, they're going to drop. And that takes the six-point lead and cuts it in half down to three.
Bounce pass inside to Moyer on the baseline. Loose ball. And Lucas comes up with it. He'll give it out now to Williams. Three-pointer on the way. Too long. Backside rebound by Jersey Shore and by Dalton. He'll find tonight. Now he'll kick it out to Guerrero, who comes in from the wing. Just to the right. Jolin, three. No good. Tipped around. Controlled by Dalton. Dalton underneath. And just glides in the air to make it a one-point game.
He took that ball off of Asher Moyer. You know, if I would have been Dalton, I probably would have been called for over the back, but they didn't give it to him. So anyway, Dalton picks up his second basket off of rebounds.
Leonard, far side three. Got it! 11-7 with two to go, and that's Cam Leonard's first three of the ball game.
He's got 9 of the 11 points, Kevin.
Lathan over to the right wing to Dalton. Dalton will put the ball on the floor to the foul line. He'll find Tonight over to the far wing, guarded by Leonard. Near wing looking for three, Lorson, I'm going to correct that. That's Lathan. No good. Rebound, Bruno. Bruno likes the one-on-three. Shouldn't have done that. Came back the other way, Lathan. Lathan passes all the way down the court, and Guerrero can't catch it.
I'm going to say it again. Whatever happened to stopping at the foul line and letting people come in from the wings, it wasn't Luciano, that was Johnny L. Bruno, if he would have stopped at the foul line, he had Ryan Williams on the right-hand side, could have made a bounce pass, give Williams a layup.
You know the old line, I hit the brakes and he flew right by. 30-second timeout for Jersey Shore.
Kevin, I guess I haven't been to a basketball practice in a long time, but I remember used to work those 3-on-2 drills all the time where, you know, you got the rebound, you kicked it out, you got somebody in the middle, you stopped at the foul line, hit either guy in the wing and makes the other two play defense. And we watch a lot of NBA where they just take the ball and boom, ram it right down your throat down the middle, and what comes, comes, all right? And that's exactly what's going on right now with this.
You're exactly right.
Holy cow.
Well, and I thought for a minute there you're going to say, you know, I haven't been to a practice. And I'm like, no, you've been to a lot of practices.
Basketball, it's been a while.
Shikellamy Braves basketball on WKOK, sponsored in part by Wise Markets, Midtown Bistro, and Lackawanna College.
That little full-court pressure should be able to beat this easily.
Braves go back with their starting five. McAllister underneath, tried to fight through a block. On the opposite side, Leonard. Leonard's shot on the way, no good, and he is fouled by Tonight.
Well, we'll see if they – Jude has – hey, Jude, all right? Jude Tenek has his hand up, and he does get called for the foul. That's the third team foul for Jersey Shore, first for Jude Tenek.
Tonight actually is probably about 6'2", 6'3".
And 110 pounds.
And a lot of arms and legs there. Yeah, first one good by Leonard.
What do you think, 130 pounds at the most?
That's with his uniform on. Second one is good as well. 6 point Shikellamy lead, minute 23 to go as Jersey Shore quickly pushes it up. Right side, Guerrero with the basketball, lost it.
Micah Moyer is a steal.
Yep, Micah Moyer now to Bruno, and a travel by Leonard. That little slide step that he does when he tries to stop has gotten him into trouble the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, you know, he looked at the basket. I think he just was in a little bit of a hurry. And you're right, slid your foot. It's a walk, no matter anybody. You and I could have called that.
Yeah, he unfortunately done that a lot.
Steal
and
by
here's
Michael
a steal
Moyer.
By Moyer. You're right. And giving it off to Leonard. Leonard goes up, and Tonight will be called for his second foul.
Tonight's probably thinking, I cannot let this happen anymore. That's two times down the court that he's gotten Leonard on a foul. That's going to put him on the line, Leonard on the line again. That's Tenek's second foul, team fourth.
And that one rattles around and down, and Tenek will come out now, and Barbie will check in. Leonard, who's now 3-for-3 from the line, and doubling up Jersey Shore now, 14-7 with a minute to go.
I hope you didn't curse him.
Not me.
Yep, see? You did. Kevin.
15-7.
Shiklemy has 15 points. Cam Leonard has 13.
I thought you were going to say Jersey Shore has 7. But I see where you're going now.
The only other points were two foul shots by Asher Moyer for Shiklemy.
With the basketball now is Dalton. Dalton at the foul line, kicks it back to Jolin. Jolin now on the elbow,
nice,
fires it inside, and that one intended for Dalton goes up and no good. Braves with the rebound, going the other way. It's no good.
McAllister
opportunity.
Yep,
there's a pass to nowhere. Williams comes up with it. Williams with a 3-on-4 says, I see McAllister trailing, and I'll give it to the layup.
Well, that's good for Logan because he missed a couple of peeps, and it's nice to get that first one over the rim.
39 assists for Williams, team leader right now. Jolin bounce pass, right side on the wing with 15. Now to Barbie. Over to the left side to Guerrero. Guerrero to the foul line with 8. Nowhere to go. McAllister all over him. Back over to the right side to Barbie. Barbie gives it to Guerrero, and he travels with a little head fake. With 2.2 to go, and Shiklemy leading it 17-7 in the first.
There's four things you can do when you got the ball up front there to start. You can step and dribble. You can cross over and dribble with either foot. Four of them. You can't take two steps and then dribble.
You can't do two things at once.
You can't take two steps and dribble, and that's what happened.
Williams has an opportunity. Finds Feshaw for 3. Just a whisker short.
Yeah, he had to rush that a little bit, Kevin. Good.
At the end of one, it is Shiklemy 17 and Jersey Shore 7. This is Shiklemy Braves basketball on WKOK.
Hi, this is Dave Moyer, 1993 graduate of Shiklemy High School and third generation owner of the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store in Sunbury. And we're proud to be part of the Shiklemy sports family. Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture has been supplying customers from all over Pennsylvania with fine furniture, two-sided Schiffman mattresses, and superior service since 1935. Please accept my invitation to visit our showroom in Sunbury or check out our website at moyersfurniture.com. Here is to a great season. Go Schick Braves.
At the end of the first period, getting ready to start period number two, Shiklemy leading at 17-7. A triple header tonight, some shorter periods in the junior high and JV game. That's why we're getting a little bit earlier start than we had originally planned. And again, if you're listening for Shiklemy Braves wrestling against Cumberland Valley, Steve Williams is on WKOK.com on our app, the iHeart Radio app, as well as the Odyssey app and your Amazon Alexa. And if you can't find him on one of those things, you're not looking hard enough.
Tell my grandmother that.
Over to the left side. Jersey Shore with a basketball, and Dalton is back in. They'll find Jolin. Jolin will give it back now to Lathan. Now to Barbie. Over to the right side. Gives it over to Jolin on the wing. Barbie this time, top of the key. Williams got a hand on that one, but chasing it down was Dalton.
Barbie's close to walking when he takes off too, Kevin.
Top of the key now with the basketball, looking at a 3 and then deciding against it as Dalton then takes it anyway. Missed it. Rebound there by Feshaw.
Good run down by the Z-man there, Kevin, to get that rebound.
And driving in, overshooting the basket is Micah Moyer. Backside rebound, McAllister. He overshot the basket. Jersey Shore brings it back the other way. Guerrero on the far side. He'll bounce it inside. And looking for a little bit of room there as Dalton backs his way in, turn around, skyhook, and drops it in.
That's twice he has done that to Logan McAllister. You know, just, you're right, backs in and lets her go.
Over to the near side for Shaw. Good look for 3 from the wing, a little short. On the rebound, Barbie. Logan. Barbie has it stolen, but a foul coming on McAllister.
No, the foul's going to be on Barbie. Logan McAllister stole the ball, and Barbie fouled him. Got to pay attention.
I wasn't sure if McAllister had possession to be able to do that.
That's Barbie's second foul. That'll be the first foul of the second quarter for Jersey Shore.
Moyer now coming back into the game for McAllister. Williams finds Asher Moyer. Now to Williams on the near wing. Top of the key, Leonard, deep three. That one from the four-letter zone, the NCAA three-point line. 20-19, 6:18 remaining. Excuse me, make that 20-9, 6:18 remaining. Loose ball. Fishaw can't keep a hold of it. Picking it up is Jolin. Jolin will speed it inside, off the window, and in for Lathan.
What a nice running shot, Kevin, by Lathan.
Williams finds Micah Moyer off the window and in.
Micah is so good at that. Nice quick turnaround from the short corner, banks it off, gets his first bucket of the night.
We talked the other day about his shoes. There's a turnaround and a jumper there for Dalton from about 5 feet away for two. I'll get back to that thought in a minute. Williams fires off the three, overshot everything. Micah Moyer underneath with the fadeaway. That one no good. Backside rebound by Jersey Shore. I asked him tonight, what's the color of those? I said, they're kind of like neon pink and a little orange. He goes, it's called lemonade. There's a shot on the way.
Pink lemonade.
Pink lemonade, yeah. Dalton's three-pointer missed everything and goes out of bounds. I said, are they comfortable or whatever? He goes, no, I just thought they looked nice.
They're two-tone.
He's right. They look pretty cool. I noticed it right away. Very unique.
You look good in them, Kevin.
Oh, yeah, that's my color. Lemonade is my color. Nice. Feed inside to Williams, and the back door is swinging wide open.
Yeah, just like a wheel route in football. Send your halfback around the end in the flat, and that's what they do with Williams down the lane.
Williams with a steal. Feeds Bruno. Bruno feeds Leonard, who's trailing, and puts it off the window and in. And a timeout by Coach Kirkpatrick. He wants a full timeout as Shikellamy doubles up Jersey Shore 26-13.
Didn't I tell you that Cam better take his teammates out to McDonald's, because he's got 18 points right now with 4:49 to go here in the first half. And except for his three-pointers, he's got a couple of nice passes from his teammates for layups.
And 23 is his career high.
He'll definitely get that tonight, Kevin.
Shikellamy Braves basketball on WKOK, sponsored in part by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck and Service First Federal Credit Union.
You know, that was a nine-point ball game a couple of minutes ago, about 1 minute ago. And with that, those two buckets, one by Micah Moyer and this one by Cam Leonard, now they got it stretched out to 13. So they doubled up the Jersey Shore Bulldogs on their score.
Penn State with a big win last night against Wisconsin here on WKOK. Braves would like to make it two big wins in a row on WKOK.
You know, Cam's the only one that looks like he's perspiring out there. Maybe it's because he's shooting so much, getting those shots, Kev. You're not paying any attention to me, are you?
Well, I'm trying to get an update as the ball goes right
we have out of bounds. We have a game to do here.
I agree. Shikellamy leading Cumberland Valley right now on WKOK.com, 36-18. Steve Williams with a call on the web tonight. Jolin now fires it into the corner and onto the wing. They'll send it inside to Dalton, stolen away by Wetzel, to Bruno, to Moyer, and then a loose ball picked up by Guerrero and a whistle.
That's going to be on Asher Moyer. That's going to be his first foul tonight. Team first here in the second quarter. Kevin, there must have been a lot of forfeits in that, because that just started, right?
I was just about
30,
to say.
36-18, and they're all three multiples matches, of six.
There are three matches left. You just read my mind.
Holy cow.
We've been doing this too long.
Oh, my gosh.
You knew exactly where I was going next. Jolin with the basketball, stolen away. Williams with a three-on-one, finds Leonard. Leonard back to Williams, and then everybody else gets there. And then they'll find Leonard again, who has it ripped out of his hands by Dalton out of bounds.
Maybe he had his hand ripped, too, there for a second. That was pretty close. Well, the Braves are still going to get the ball underneath their own basket here with 4:06 to go in the half.
Indeed, 4:06 to go, 26-13, Shikellamy leading. There's the bounce pass to Leonard. Leonard has his pocket pick. Loose ball picked up by Guerrero. Guerrero over to Barbie. Barbie's runner no good. Guerrero with the rebound underneath, turns around, puts it up, no good. Wetzel had it for a second, and then Bruno pushed out of bounds by Guerrero. 26-13, 3:52 remaining in the half.
Braylon Guerrero picks up his first foul. That's the second foul in this second quarter. I don't think we're going to see many one-on-ones anymore, Kev. You know, if people are just coming to the game right now thinking it just started, they're looking. They're probably going to be a little shocked.
They're like,
These
guys look like the varsity players, not the JV. A pass tipped. Bruno picks it up. And then Leonard from the corner for three on the far side. No good. Backside rebound. Dolan. Far side three by tonight. That one's no good, and the ball goes out of bounds.
Johnny L. swatted the ball instead of grabbing it, and he bounced it twice, and it went out of bounds. Sometimes you just got to grab that ball. He just hustled. Great job of hustling to get the offense or defensive board.
Jersey Shore with a basketball, trailing it by 13. Looking around, top of the key now, finds Jolin. Over to the left wing to Guerrero. Now at the foul line, or actually underneath is Dalton now from the foul line. I'll tell you what, Wetzel was all over, giving him no room.
Well, you know, Luke with a nice job of bodying him up without fouling him, Kevin.
Williams, wide open wing three, just a little long. Leonard.
Nice rebound by Luke Wetzel.
Yep, Wetzel is going to say Leonard tips it, and Wetzel picks it up.
And that's going to be backcourt.
And it is a backcourt violation. Lucas and the bionic knee. We're not letting anybody get inside there in that last Jersey Shore possession. Wow, did he play some really tough defense. Tonight now back at inbounding. Top of the key, Dalton with the basketball. Working his way on Wetzel, and he's had a tough time with Wetzel. Bounce pass to Barbie, top of the key, three. That one drops out of the rafters, short by Dalton. Bruno comes up with it with 2:34 to go, and he is
tripped. I think it's on number one, which is going to be on Caden Jolin.
That's going to be team foul number three of this second period. His first, by the way, Jolin, that is.
I was going to say, you and I thinking the same.
I was going to say he's lucky to get away with that forearm push, and the second one he didn't.
He did it. He pushed with the forearm the first time. The second time, he used the straight arm shiver.
Yep, and that was Williams that will get called for that team second, his first. And now Guerrero with the basketball. He finds Tonight, who runs the baseline from the near side. Distracted by Wetzel, missed the shot. Dalton underneath, he goes up and will draw the foul.
Ben Dalton's doing a heck of a job in there for the Jersey Shore Bulldogs. I mean, he's their presence inside. That's Lucas Wetzel's first foul, and that's going to be the team third foul here in the second quarter. You know, what I was saying, Kevin, I don't think we're going to see many one-on-one situations anymore.
Dalton, a 57% free throw shooter. The right-hander makes the first opportunity of the night for Jersey Shore, wearing their all black with white trim and orange numerals and lettering. Shikellamy in their home white with navy blue numerals and lettering with the maroon trim. Second one up and off the back iron, and Asher Moore will tip it to Wetzel, and the Braves will have it.
Well, Ben Dalton has 9 of the 14 points for Jersey Shore.
Williams gets cleared to the foul line, finds Wetzel, who made the screen, and easily puts it over the rim for two.
That time he went right up with the ball, no ball on the floor. Excellent job by Luke to pick up his first basket.
Barbie with a fallaway three, and wow, he hit that one from the four-letter zone. 28-17, Shikellamy leads with a minute 43 to go in the half. Leonard, far side three, in front of the Jersey Shore bench, and he hits it. He's going to be in the 20 zone soon.
He is.
31-17. Driving in tonight. Tonight we'll find Dalton, who misses the shot off the rim, bounces back. He'll get it back and will be fouled by Wetzel.
Cam Leonard does have 21 right now. Cam.
Blackjack.
I know you like to say that.
I have to give credit, though. It's a Dick Girardi thing, but it's one of my favorites that he does.
I know you did the double blackjack the other day.
That's right. It was 21-21. 31-17 with a minute 24 left here in this first half. at the line. Dalton, I think this is his second. It is his second trip. He was one of two.
Yep, he's got nine right now. Chance to get in double figures here.
Team foul number four, by the way, on the Braves. Next foul puts them in the bonus. Jersey Shore. That one too long. So now it'll be McAllister, Fisher, and Fashaw. Wetzel, Williams, and Bruno come out for Shikellamy. Dalton at the line again, trying to go 50%, and that one is no good. Rebound by Fisher. He'll find Fashaw with a minute 19 remaining. And a
You're gonna
held
call
ball.
A jump ball. Or held ball, you're right. I thought they were going to call traveling on Xavier, but evidently the
I don't know,
Jersey Shore player must have had his hand on the ball.
It could have been.
He was going down the sidelines.
And they both ran into Coach Kirkpatrick there in front of the Jersey Shore bench. Nice baseline runner from Cam Leonard, who's got now 23. By the way, that is a tie for a career high.
That foul is going to be on Asher Moyer. His second, and that will be a 1-1, Kevin. It should be.
Well, the route continues over Cumberland Valley. Braves making the road trip there.
It's two shots.
40-18 now with a couple of matches
should
left.
Should be two
and
shots.
It should be two shots because that is number five. You're right.
That's right. There are no 1-1s anymore. It's two shots after the fifth foul in any quarter.
And tonight will be at the line to do that. Tanaka, 67% free throw shooter, but he's only really made three, or he's only had three attempts. He's 2 of 3, now 2 of 4. 33-17, 107 to go here in this first half. Shikellamy on top. Here comes the second one, and that one is good. 33-18, a minute 7 to go. As Shikellamy brings it up with Fashaw up the right side. You're right, the Braves have not been up the left side very much at all here in this first half.
The whole year, Kevin.
Well, that's a good point. Fashaw between the circles. You have to remember to talk to Coach Bill Ziegler about that postgame. Underneath, they give it off to McAllister in the low box for two.
Yeah, you know, Cam Leonard can give off assists too. Nice pass to Logan McAllister in the low box, and Logan picks up his fourth point.
Over to the right side, Lathan, as the Braves spread the defense out. Tonight now in the corner. Lobs it over, and a whistle underneath the basket on Guerrero.
What did they call, a foul?
I didn't. They haven't put anything up on the board.
There's no foul called. I don't quite understand that.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what the call was.
I mean, I hate when those things happen.
35-18.
We're going to have to ask Marshall, Ron Marshall, at beginning of the third quarter, what the heck he was doing over there with that call.
Maybe he made it. We just didn't see it. Top of the key, Moyer. Micah sends it inside for Fisher and goes out of bounds off of Jersey Shore and tonight with 3.5 to go.
Tonight made Logan eat his lunch there.
Fisher fired up for three, short, put back by Williams on a quick fadeaway. That one doesn't go. At the end of the first half, it is Shikellamy 35, Jersey Shore 18. This is Shikellamy basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business. Give us a call today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Fresh Roasted Coffee offers a huge variety of freshly roasted coffee beans as well as Keurig and Nespresso-compatible pods. While you're here, check out our extensive selection of teas, botanicals, brewing equipment, and apparel. Stop by the company store in the Old Sunbury Textile Mill just past the Shikellamy High School Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Can't make it to the store? No problem. Order online at freshroastedcoffee.com and we'll roast your coffee and have it ready for pickup in as little as 24 hours.
Ready to embrace the new year? Get more in 2024 at W&L Subaru.
Get more confidence in your adventures when you choose Subaru's symmetrical all-wheel drive capabilities to conquer all that winter throws at you.
Test drive the versatile 2023 Subaru Forester that offers up to 33 miles per gallon. And right now, financing as low as 1.9% for 63 months.
We're off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLSubaru.com.
Financing for well-qualified applicants only. Offer valid on 2023 Subaru Forester. Offer excludes PFF model. Trim offer cannot be combined and ends 1/31/24. See WNL Subaru for complete details.
Your days are busy and crazy, but your evenings don't have to be. When you visit Midtown Bistro on Market Street in Sunbury, relaxation is the name of the game. Stop in Wednesday through Saturday from 4 till 9 p.m. and start out with one of their freshly made appetizers. Try their own menu staple, the goat cheese dip, or bang bang shrimp, quesadillas, and salads. Their entrees include jambalaya, New York strip steak, and pasta marinara. And they even have children's choices, plus enjoy delicious desserts. Stop in for live weekend entertainment and your favorite drinks, too. Find Midtown Bistro on Facebook and 323 Rear Market Street, Sunbury.
Halftime here at the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. 35-18, Shikellamy in command here after this first half. Tight first, say, 4 or 5 minutes, and the Braves started to take control.
Yeah, they did. They had too many turnovers. I think there were 3 turnovers the first 3 times they had an offensive possession. Never got a shot. But once they got things rolling, especially Cam Leonard. Cam Leonard had 13 points in that first quarter, and he had 10 in the second quarter. So he's got his career high, matched his career high, 23 right now.
Indeed.
Logan McAllister has 4 points. Lucas Wetzel, Ryan Williams, Michael Moyer, and Asher Moyer with a bucket apiece.
I think it's really important, though, to also mention that the Braves have hit 3 3-pointers here in this first half, and I believe that might be the most they've hit in a half all year. I mean, this is a Shikellamy team only shooting 19%.
Yeah. You mean Brave? The Brave has hit 3 3-pointers. That's Cam Leonard. Cam has all 3 of them. He missed 3, so he's shooting 50%. And any coach will say, I'll take that any day.
Exactly.
50% from beyond the arc. And most people like 38, 39%. In fact, I think from the Penn State game last night, that I think that the 2 3-point shooters both shot like 35-37% from beyond the arc.
Yeah, and you'll take that any day. Like I said, this is a Shikellamy team collectively shooting just 19% from outside the arc, and that's the lowest I ever remember any Shikellamy team shooting since we've been doing this for 20-some-odd years.
Yeah, definitely Jersey Shore's a little overmatched here, and, you know, one of the things that they have been doing well. Ben Dalton's been doing a nice job inside. The junior has 9 points. And he, the last time he tried his little hook shot, Lucas Wetzel did a great job of just bodying him up and leaving him, you know, actually, I think he blocked a shot, to be done with you. And I always forget how to say Jude's last name. Tonight. Jude Tonight has 3, as does Amir Barbie and Amir Barbie, and let's see, Landon Lathan has 2. So that takes care of the scoring for Jersey Shore, and the Braves almost doubled them up. Okay.
Speaking of scoring, a Braves wrestling team got out to a big lead against Cumberland Valley, and they come out with a road win in no time flat. Actually, about a little less than an hour for the time in the varsity match. They win it 40-30 at Cumberland Valley tonight on WKOK.com.
You know, I was going to go down. If we didn't have the game, I was going to go down to my daughter's in Mechanicsburg, and my grandsons go to Cumberland Valley, and I thought, well, I'll take them to the wrestling match. Well, I'm glad that I didn't. You know, it takes me an hour and a half to get down there and 50 minutes in the match, and another hour and a half to get back. So,
well, let's see. Would it cost you $15 for about 50 minutes?
And they,
how much is that a minute?
Yeah, Leo and Gus would probably say, Hey, Poppy, I can do that. I can walk out on the mat and they can put my hand up there, right? So,
well, I think another thing to remember, this is a Cumberland Valley wrestling team that's ranked 17th in the state.
Yeah, I wonder what the heck's going on. Maybe we're totally wet. Maybe they were just a lot of first period pins. Who knows?
Well, we'll definitely hear more about that from Steve Williams tomorrow morning on WKOK Sports.
Tomorrow night, Jersey Shore Bulldogs are coming down here for wrestling, and there's junior high wrestling, and then there's girls wrestling, and then there's the varsity boys match.
So make sure you make the trip here if you want to see Shikellamy Jersey Shore wrestling tomorrow night.
You don't sound excited, Kevin.
I'm excited about everything. Halftime here at the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium. Shikellamy leading it 35-18, and I'm excited about that on WKOK.
I am too.
Mark and Troy here. It's Owner Appreciation Loyalty Month at Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
And we're celebrating with 15% off many in-stock models.
Like new Jeep Renegades, 50% off with up to $4,500 in discounts.
15% off all Jeep Gladiators in stock. That's a savings up to $9,000.
Take 15% off 2023 Ram Crew Cabs in stock. That's almost $10,000 off many trucks.
So come in and see why people are coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman Difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
From first downs to touchdowns, cheering on the big game creates a big appetite. That's why I shop at Wise. With new Wise End Zone Rewards, I can redeem Wise Rewards points on game day favorites like free Johnsonville sausages, Hers chips, Hell of a Good dips, and even Hershey's candies. Spending less time shopping around for the best deals mean I can spend more time cheering on the game.
Touchdown!
Now that's rewarding. That's Wise.
Your days are busy and crazy, but your evenings don't have to be. When you visit Midtown Bistro on Market Street in Sunbury, relaxation is the name of the game. Stop in Wednesday through Saturday from 4 till 9 p.m. and start out with one of their freshly made appetizers. Try their own menu staple, the goat cheese dip, or bang bang shrimp, quesadillas, and salads. Their entrees include jambalaya, New York strip steak, and pasta marinara. And they even have children's choices, plus enjoy delicious desserts. Stop in for live weekend entertainment and your favorite drinks, too. Find Midtown Bistro on Facebook and 323 Rear Market Street, Sunbury.
Hi, this is Dave Moyer, 1993 graduate of Shikellamy High School and third-generation owner of the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store in Sunbury. And we're proud to be part of the Shikellamy sports family. Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture has been supplying customers from all over Pennsylvania with fine furniture, two-sided Shiftman mattresses, and superior service since 1935. Please accept my invitation to visit our showroom in Sunbury or check out our website at moyersfurniture.com. Here is to a great season. Go Shick Braves.
Welcome back to the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium here in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. 35-18. The lead right now for the Shikellamy Braves over the Jersey Shore Bulldogs. Braves get the win at Cumberland Valley on WKOK.com tonight by a score of 40-30. Shikellamy Braves basketball on WKOK, sponsored in part by W&L Subaru, Add One, and J.D. Feaster Earthworks.
I can't believe we missed that call.
What did we miss?
It was a three-second call on the big guy in the middle. That never even crossed my mind.
No.
Mainly because the ball was thrown from out there. I thought it was going back right. Ronnie said he was in there 7 seconds, not three.
Well, that's definitely a violation.
There we go.
There it is.
It always pays to know the officials. And isn't this Be Kind to Your Official Day?
I'm not sure.
Every day is.
I'm not sure.
Every day is Be Kind to Your Official Day.
35-18, Shikellamy leading it. Braves coming out with Williams, Moyer, Fashaw, McAllister, and Leonard. For the Bulldogs, Barbie, Jolin, Dalton, Lathan, and Guerrero. Jersey Shore will start with the basketball, attacking the basket to our left.
Well, the bench is getting pretty good playing time tonight, Kevin. Of course, Bill does play a solid 8 to 9 kids.
Jersey Shore doesn't have too many on the bench. Three that are still in warm-ups and two that are ready to come in if they need.
Well, he's got his JV team sitting there.
Right, and that's the three that I mentioned, and yeah. Then there's only been one other substitution for Jersey Shore here this evening, and that's been Tanek. Or Tanek, rather. There's a foul line jumper for Dalton. Back iron, drops around, and McAllister comes up with a rebound. He'll outlet now to Williams as 35 seconds have gone by in the half. In the third, rather. Leonard trying for a career high. He'll have it now underneath. Gives it out to Fashaw. They'll swing it around. Williams from the near wing. Drives in. One-hander off the square and in.
That was nice. I mean, Ryan, he looked like things opened up down the right lane, and he just took two big steps and laid it off the glass. He's got four.
And Jolin will now travel, and with 6:58 to go here in the third period, Shikellamy up 37-18 will get the ball.
And a lot of that had to do with the pressure that Ryan Williams was putting on him.
That's a very good point. Williams now brings it up the left side, over to the left wing. He'll send it inside. Boyer off the window, just a little bit off the mark. Lost it out of bounds. It'll be Jersey Shore ball.
Asher just hasn't developed that soft touch when he's getting, you know, when he's got a lot of bodies around him.
There's pass to nowhere as Leonard picks up the freebie. It's going to be a two-on-two. Pass to Williams, tipped out of bounds off Jersey Shore's Jolin. It'll be Shikellamy basketball. Williams ready to inbound. He'll slap the ball, hold it above his head. Bounces it inside. Leonard for a career high. Missed it. Got his own putback. Put it up and can't get it to go. Now will he go to the line for a career high?
Yes, he will.
At 23, that's his career high.
Well, Braylon Guerrero picks up his second foul. Team first here in the third quarter. And there it is.
And there's number 24. It's been a long time since a Shikellamy player hit 30. And he's five away from doing that.
Yeah, they'll probably take him out of the game. Nice.
There's
steal.
There's a steal by Fashaw to Williams. Williams found it. Will go to the line.
Well, that's going to be on number one, Caden Jolin. That's his second foul. It'll be Team Jersey Shore's second foul here in the third quarter.
Lobsher ready to come into the game along with Tanek. It'll be Easton Lobsher, the junior's first appearance in the game. Williams makes the first, 68% free throw shooter.
He's got five tonight. This is the first time he's been to the line.
Second one is good as well.
They were probably two of the best foul shots I've seen anybody take all year.
They were very smooth and nothing but net.
Exactly.
41-18. Shikellamy playing some really aggressive defense right now. At the foul line with the ball is Dalton. He'll kick it out for Barbie. Three-pointer no good. Braves with a three-on-two. Here comes McAllister, stolen away, tipped out of bounds by Barbie.
Logan's probably thinking, I should have used my left hand. He wouldn't have been able to get to it. It looked like one of those Kansas Territory land
rush.
Yep, you got it.
Williams trying to inbound. Looking, finds Leonard. Leonard back to Williams on the opposite box. Williams on the floor, lost it, got it back. Rolls it to Moyer, and a whistle as Bill Ziegler called a timeout.
He probably just caused Asher Moyer two points.
I was just about to say, how about bucket.
Remember the time the coach is yelling timeout, and the guy's taking a three-point shot, and they make it, but they called the timeout?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, wow.
6 minutes remaining here in this third period. Shikellamy leading it 41-18. Jersey Shore trying to find points here in the first 2 minutes, and they found none so far in this period.
Yeah, Braves doing a good job on giving them one shot. They're not giving them anything inside. They really haven't given them anything inside all night long. I know that Dalton has a couple of baskets inside, but other than that, nobody's had any layups. Everything's been from the outside.
41-18, Shikellamy with the ball after their first timeout of the game. Jersey Shore has used two timeouts to this point. And Williams ready to inbound, finds Fashaw too high off the window. And a good rebound underneath by Dalton.
Dalton does a nice job in there for Jersey Shore, Kevin.
Dalton to Guerrero, and Guerrero will travel with really good defense by Fashaw and by McAllister.
I think Logan might have intimidated him when he thought he was going to block his shot. But anyway, he did walk.
Williams coming up. He'll come up the right side. Williams feeds Leonard. Leonard underneath, gives it off. Shot by McAllister, no good. Rebound by Guerrero. Guerrero outlets, and now pushing it up will be Lobsher.
Braves have missed a lot of bunnies, Kevin, inside. We're going to talk about two-foot shots around the right basket.
There's a three-pointer near side by Tonight. No good. Rebound by Fashaw. Fashaw now pushes it up, finds McAllister. McAllister to Asher Moyer. Asher Moyer ducks his shoulder, puts it up and in underneath the low box. Underneath the bucket under
There's
the low
no
box.
Doubt about that one. That's a strong move to the basket. Used the left hand, banked it in. He's got four.
3 minutes gone by in this third period. Jersey Shore looking for their first points of the second half. And Tonight will barely save that one from going out of bounds. That was great effort. Barbie now to Tonight on the near wing. Tonight will drive in. Fade away, short, rebound by Leonard. 4:45 remaining in the third.
That was Xavier got the rebound.
You're right.
Leonard has the ball now.
Leonard has the ball now after Fashaw sent it to him.
You know what? From the back, it's kind of hard.
They both have the curly hair.
His hair's a little longer. He's got
That's
more,
the difference.
He's got more of the mullet.
Here comes Moyer on the inbound. No good. Dalton with the rebound. Pushing it back up is Lobsher. He will go over to the right side to Dalton, who thought about a three and didn't take it. Lobsher will take it from the near wing. No good. Here comes Fashaw back the other way with a 4-on-3. Pass for Leonard behind. Tipped. Williams loses it out of bounds, and then it rolls off a Jersey Shore player.
I know the Braves are up 43-18, but I wouldn't be real happy with this. It's been pretty sloppy play here in this third quarter. They get the rebound, they hustle down the floor, and they've been giving the ball away.
Just about halfway through this period, Jersey Shore still looking for their opening points of the second half. And that one, it hits the bottom of the rim on the pass from Tonight, and it will be Shikellamy basketball as Wetzel comes in along with Walter.
I think it hit the bottom of the basket, not the rim, but the bottom
of the backboard. Yeah. Right. That's exactly what it was. Charlie inbounds. He'll find Williams. Williams pushes it up the left side. We haven't seen that a lot tonight. At the foul line, finding Wetzel. Wetzel throws it up, and we'll get two from the line.
Good old-fashioned pick and roll. Lucas Wetzel set the screen for Ryan Williams. As soon as he set it, he opened up to the inside. Ryan got him in the pass, and that is Jude. I always have trouble with his name.
Tonight,
his third foul.
And Wetzel makes the first.
Lucas' first time to the line tonight. That's his third point.
Now coming back into the game will be Lathan, Jolin, and Tonight. Tonight was already in, sorry. And now here comes Wetzel from the line again. And that one no good. He knew it. He went chasing it right away, too.
I was surprised he didn't get called for being over the line.
Jersey Shore with a rebound, pushes it back, throws it underneath, loose ball, and a foul on Leonard as he takes a hack at Dalton.
That's Cam's first foul. Braves' first foul here in this third quarter.
Bruno coming in now for Shikellamy. And Williams will sit out as Jolin will get ready to inbound underneath his own basket with 3:45 to go and Jersey Shore scoreless in this third period. Jolin gets it back at the foul line, guarded there by Fashaw, blocked by Fashaw. Walter picks it up, outlet to Bruno. Bruno comes up, finds Fashaw on the near side in front of the student section. He'll go to the far wing and then underneath to Walter.
Shot.
Walter gives it up to Wetzel, and Wetzel drew a crowd.
Double dribble. He bounced the ball when he got the pass, and then he dribbled again, so they got him for double dribble. Charlie Walter had a layup, all right, but he passed it over to
a little
Lucas
too
Wetzel.
Unselfish.
Yeah, exactly. Lucas Wetzel in the opposite low box.
44-18, Shikellamy leading here in the third period with 3:20 to go. Jersey Shore with Lathan for three. No good. Trying to still find a bucket there. Backside rebound by Fashaw.
You know, Xavier has a bunch of rebounds tonight, Kevin.
Bruno now trying to dribble through tonight. Tonight playing some good defense. Finds Bruno an opening. Bruno gives up the pass. Goes back outside to Fashaw. Now to Bruno. Far side. Three. No. Back iron. Bounces off. Lathan comes up with it. Lathan with a three on two. Barbie fires it up for two. No good from the near side.
Here we go, Kevin.
Here comes Bruno back the other way with a two on one. Finds Leonard. Leonard off the window. In, and he'll go to the line. That'll give us an opportunity to pause for station identification. This is Shikellamy Basketball.
News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online or on your mobile device at WKOK.com.
Leonard getting ready to go to the line, and it's now a technical foul as well.
Well, the foul was on number one, Caden Jolin.
That's his fourth.
And he picked up the technical, too.
And that one is good on the first one. And I believe they're shooting the technicals first. And that one is good. 48-18. Now we're going to shoot the free throws. And that will put Jolin on the bench. Nope, not yet. They whistled him in a little bit too early. Here comes the third opportunity. That one's good. And that one will be the third, and that one was actually the one that went with the two-point bucket.
You got
it.
So
that becomes a five-point play.
Yes, plus the ball.
Wow.
But right now, it should be mercy rule, right, Kev? 49-18.
Pretty close,
yeah. That's 31 points.
Yeah. We welcome those of you listening to Shikellamy Wrestling on WKOK.com. It's been all Shikellamy here against Jersey Shore as the Braves lead it 49-18 with 2:25 and a rolling clock here in the third period. Ziegler will come into the game now for Fashaw.
Well, Justin Ziegler had one whale of a JV game. He had five threes. At one point, he had four in a row in the first quarter.
Over to the far side now, Barbie with the basketball. He will give it off now to Dalton. Dalton almost travels there. He slides his foot an awful lot. The feet underneath, they tried to get it to Dalton in the low box. Kisses it off the window. And Jersey Shore, with a minute 50 to go in the period, gets their first points of the third. Here comes Micah Moyer. Will
nice
give it off
pass
to Wetzel. Wetzel can't get it to drop in. Bounces into the hands of Lathan, who brings it back the other way. Left side driving in is Tonight. Tonight spins, but travels on the spin. Looked like Tonight got finger in the eye.
He might have got, maybe hit on the side. It actually looked like, what do they call that, in figure skating, one of those camels, axles, whatever. Spun around there a couple of times.
Wetzel driving in. Forces his way in, loses it out of bounds. It's off Jersey Shore. I'm not sure. It's a summer Olympics, so I'm not up on my Winter Olympics
stuff
yet. It's a summer year. I'm getting ready for my water polo fix. Wetzel in the near corner. Puts it on the floor with under a minute remaining. And a 49-20 lead. That pass for Walter.
That was Luke Wetzel's pass to cousin Charlie Walter. All right, and they are first cousins, okay.
Driving up the right side is Lobsher. He will put it up for two, no good. Bruno tries to get it, chase it down, and he collides
There's
with Barbie.
A lot of bodies on the floor in this game, Kevin.
There is. Clock will continue to run.
You and I wouldn't make it one fall.
I was going to say, one fall and we'd be breaking something, to say the least. There's a two-point bucket for Easton Lobsher.
That's Easton's first bucket. Of course, he didn't play in the first half, did he?
Not much. No, not at all, actually. Ziegler fires one up as the clock is about to expire, and that will do it for period number three. It is Shikellamy 49 and Jersey Shore 22. This is Shikellamy Basketball on WKOK and also on WKOK.com. and the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Do you want to get your degree, but you're just not sure where to start when it comes to choosing a career path? Well, you're not alone. And at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, we can help you explore several opportunities. With a degree in professional studies, you'll have the chance to take a variety of courses that will give you the background that employers find valuable in an employee. Visit Lackawanna.edu today. That's Lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
8 minutes on the clock. It'll be a continuous 8 minutes. Shikellamy with a 49-22 lead over Jersey Shore. Earlier tonight, Steve Williams had the call from Cumberland Valley as Shikellamy beats the number 17 team in the state 40-30 on the Resolite
there,
in Cumberland
there
Valley.
There had to be some quick pins. They couldn't have all been forfeits.
I would not imagine so.
You know, if Steve were any kind of buddy, he would call us and give us a rundown of what happened.
Well, how am I going to answer the phone?
Tell him to call my phone.
Oh, all right. Well, you can answer yours, sure.
Bruno, I said, no, we're not doing anything over here.
Nobody calls your phone.
That's true.
Bruno sends it inside looking for Wetzel. Wetzel's got it. Takes the jumper for about 10. 51-22, Shikellamy on top.
That's almost like a jump. You know, layup. It was pretty good. Now Wetzel's on the move again. There's Charlie.
Oh, he tripped over his
own foot.
Yeah, his foot kind of stuck on the floor, and he gets up, doesn't limp at all, but, man, that was not a fun situation there. We tried to move, and his foot didn't want to go anywhere. Lobster with a basketball, bounces it into the hands now of Lathan. Lathan working on Ziegler, loses the ball, trying to chase it down is Dalton, and loses it out of bounds. And now in to do the inbounding will be Moyer. Moyer will give it off to Bruno.
Man-to-man press, you just get your guy, bring the ball up.
Bruno backing up a little bit now with 6:44 to go. Bruno working up the right side on the wing. Top of the key, open three, Micah Moyer. That one back iron, no good. Wetzel underneath, gets bounced by Dalton.
Gets a rebound, put the ball on the floor. I got a bugaboo about that. Good rebound,
no.
By got a good rebound by Lucas. Lobster? Easton, is that how you say it?
Lobster.
Lobster, he picks up his first foul.
51-22, 6:19 remaining.
Lucas missed the first of two shots.
Second one is no good. Charlie Walter with a rebound, overshot the basket. Backside rebound by Dalton. Pushing it up now, Lobster loses it out of bounds. It will be Jersey Shore ball, though. 6:05 to go here in the final period as the clock continues to run with the big Shikellamy lead. We've seen this three times this year in the last 2 to 3 weeks, and Shikellamy on the positive side for once. Three-pointer on the way from Dalton, just about the left wing, no good. Rebound by Bruno. Bruno puts it on the floor, he drives in, scoop shot off the square and no good. Rebound by Lathan. Lathan will find Tanik. Tanik will go up off the backboard. No good. Tip around. No good. Walter with a rebound on the backside.
Charlie Walter with another rebound. We have timeout. Oh, no. We got an injured player.
Yeah, there is an officials timeout, but I don't see who's the...
Four. Number four.
Oh, there it is. It's Tanik.
Tanik.
Hurt his upper leg there, left leg.
So...
Either that or cramped up, one of the two.
Caden Jolin comes in along with somebody else, Kevin. 24. It would have been Guerrero.
And that one out of bounds, tipped out of bounds by Lobster. And it will be Shikellamy basketball in front of the scorer's table, opposite our location. They'll feed inside to Micah Moyer. Moyer triple team. Gets it out to Wetzel. Wetzel almost had his pocket pick. Loose ball. Micah comes up with it again. He outlet. Near side three by Middle. No good. Walter underneath. Gets the rebound and will go to the line.
Charlie Walter's had some decent rebounds here. When I say decent, I mean pretty impressive. That's like his second offensive board, and he's had a couple of it. Now, if that is the fifth foul on Caden Jolin, and he's going to have to sit down.
Walter 3-for-5 from the line this year as Fisher's ready to come in for the Braves, and so is Luke Beyer. So Jersey Shore will make the substitution now and bring Lobster back in.
Charlie's going to get two shots here.
Charlie, the left-hander, sets it up and in. He'll set up again. And that one, too much backspin, rolls off. Rebound by Guerrero. Outlet to Barbie to the near side. He'll take the three from the near wing. Drained it.
That's his second three of the game, Kevin.
52-25 with 4:25 to go here in this one. Far side, and that one by Byer will go in for three. 55-25. Shikalimi may be over 20% three-point shooting this after this game.
Yeah, I think you're right, Kevin.
There's a three-pointer off the mark by Lobster, and Fisher will bring it up. Fisher working there on Barbie. Fisher to the foul line, driving in. Lost it out of bounds. Jersey Shore tapped it out of bounds, and that will be Shikalimi ball. Clock winding with 3:50 left here in this one. All the Braves starters out. Over to the far side now to Biddle, who draws a whistle. And that will be because it was tapped out of bounds. Fisher now in front of the Shikalimi bench. Running out of time. Finds Micah Moyer at the foul line. Moyer lost a handle on the ball and travels. He just kind of lost a handle on the ball, and that big frame started to lean. And when that happens, the rest of the body went with it. Corbin Stahl coming into the game, the 5'10 freshman guard coming in for Micah Moyer. Shikalimi Braves basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK, sponsored in part by Fresh Roasted Coffee, America's Hose Company, Sunbury Motors, Purdy Insurance, and Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture. Near wing, three-pointer on the way from Barbie, no good. Backside rebound there by Biddle. Bounce pass now and stolen away. Dalton. Dalton will find Barbie. Barbie will take the jumper short. And the rebound by Dalton goes up. No good. And coming up with it this time is going to be Shikalimi with Stahl. Three-pointer missing a lot was Biddle that time.
No, that was
I'm sorry, Beyer. That's Beyer. As soon as I said it, I knew it was wrong. 55-25. Jersey Shore bringing it up with Lobster. He will give it to Lathan. Lathan with a running one-hander from the foul line. No good. Picking it up is Beyer. Fisher now will bring it up there on Barbie. Over to the left side in the hands of Biddle. Biddle will drive the lane, come up short. Rebound, put back and in for Luke Beyer. 57-25, minute 40 to go.
Good offensive board. Luke picks up his fifth point.
Jersey Shore playing hard to the end with a scoop shot. Nice job of handling the basketball by Easton Lobster there, the junior. Got a bucket. It's 57-27 with a minute 25 to go. Biddle trying to push it up. Right side, Fisher. Tell you what, Shikalimi is not just playing to play the time off. Three-pointer, top of the key, Luke Beyer. 60-27.
Well, Luke's 2-for-3 from beyond the arc, Kevin. That's 67%.
And that is a season-high offense for the Braves at 60. Three-pointer, no good by Lobster. And now Fisher has it. He'll give it off to Biddle. Right side stall, three, short. And wide open on the rebound feed, Barbie puts it up and in on the breakaway. 60-29, 38 seconds to go. And Fisher dribbles almost into a triple team, then goes all the way to the bucket, comes up short, and with the rebound, Guerrero is fouled and goes hard to the floor.
Foul's going to be on Charlie Walters.
Guerrero gets some help from one of his teammates. Looks like it maybe elbow. He already has it taped up pretty good.
He went down pretty hard, Kevin.
26.1 remaining, and that is team foul number two and the first on Charlie Walter here in this one. 26-29, clock running. And this will likely be the final possession of the ball game. Milovshire bringing it up with 14 seconds. They'll find Lathan. Now to Barbie with 10. Tapped out of his hand, stolen away by Biddle. Biddle will take it all the way and be fouled on the way in. And that will run the clock before they get a chance to take the 2 points as the mercy rule was in effect. So that will do it. Shikellamy with a 60-29 home victory, opening up the Phil Walkoff Gymnasium for the first time in 2024 with a W. This is Shikellamy Basketball on WKOK and on WKOK.com. Actually, we'll hang out here a little bit. They are going to shoot the free throws for Hunter Biddle. Before this one ends, Biddle misses his first opportunity. Listen, at the end of the game, you're all by yourself. All the focus is on you, and by the way, it's a varsity game, and you're at the line, and there's the second one. That one will go. That will make the final score. Shikellamy 61, Jersey Shore 29. This is Shikellamy Braves basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on our apps.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Experience unparalleled excavation and paving services with J.D. Feaster Earthworks. As a family-owned business, we're committed to providing exceptional service, going as far as moving the earth for you. Discover the unique J.D. Feaster difference, brought to you by our talented and dedicated team. With a century's worth of combined industry experience, we're committed to building relationships and delivering excellence. Our professional and seamless approach ensures top-notch service. Regardless of the job size, we will always be dedicated to your satisfaction. At J.D. Feaster, quality work each and every time we serve you is our promise. At J.D. Feaster Earthworks, will move the earth to serve you.
Every season comes with a list of to-dos. That's why Service First Federal Credit Union offers everyday equity. With this unique home equity line of credit, pay tuition, plan vacation, kick off remodeling projects, and much more. Everyday equity provides easy access to funds, low monthly payments, and the flexibility to lock in Service First great low rates on up to two segments of your line. Controlling your budget and accomplishing your goals just got easier. Apply today. Visit serviceone.org. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Membership requirements and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Welcome back here to the Phil Walkoff Gymnasium in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. Braves get a 61-29 win over the Jersey Shore Bulldogs. Cam Leonard with a career-high 30 in this one, had 23 of them in the first half. That's kind of the way you want to start every game, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah, it is. That's for sure. You know, Cam came out on fire, and not only hitting from threes, but shooting from twos, and he's pretty good from the foul line tonight. So, you know, he's a senior captain, and that's what we expect from him.
You know, we talked about this all year. You kept saying, you know, we just got to keep shooting. We just got to keep shooting. Tonight, just kept shooting. Things started to drop for a change.
Yeah, we had 5 3-pointers. That's a rarity for us, so that was pretty good. Overall, I'm pleased with everything. You know, we knew Jersey Shore was a little down tonight because of some players missing with injury and whatnot. Our big goal was to come out and try to win all 4 quarters. We haven't done that all year against anybody, and we won all 4 quarters, and hopefully that'll be a springboard to the second half of the season.
Well, and that's what I was just going to say. Now you're looking at the second half of the season with Friday coming up against Central Mountain. This is going to be a big boost for this team. What was the locker room like there at halftime and the end of the game?
At halftime, you know, they were, to be honest with you, they were a little disappointed. They missed a couple bunnies inside. But I said, fellas, 35-17, you do the math, that's a real comfortable win. Just keep doing what you're doing and concentrate, and hopefully those two-footers will fall.
It was nice to get everybody in the game, too, wasn't it?
It was. Because
the kids looked relaxed. They did.
Yeah, as you know from coaching for years, you know, your some of your kids that are on the bottom of your roster there, they don't get all that playing time, and they have to come to practice and put their effort in. It was nice to give them a chance to come out and make sure that their hard work's paying off.
Luke Beyer with 8 points there in the fourth quarter. I mean, he shot 67% from behind the arc. So
yeah, I have nothing. You know, Luke can really shoot the ball.
Oh yeah, last year in the JVs, he had a great year. So.
No, great win. Enjoy it for the next 24 hours or so, then back to work tomorrow night.
It won't be that long. I got to watch film in about an hour here.
I don't think you're going to have a delay to sleep in tomorrow, though. I'm sorry to tell you.
But it is what it is. I'll go to bed at midnight.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Thanks for sure.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Bill.
Big win for the Braves here at home tonight, 61-29 over the Jersey Shore Bulldogs, improving to 6-7 overall, 2-3 in conference play after a three-game losing skid to Central Mountain, Shamokin, and Selins Grove, and then back into the gauntlet again with Central Mountain coming in here on Friday night. They are taking on Selins Grove tonight. Don't have a score update on that one, but that one is a battle and could be a preview of the District 4-6 title game.
Yeah, you're right. You know, Selins Grove and Shamokin had a whale of a ball game there last week with Shamokin pulling it out at the end. So Selins Grove's got a good – I was going to say they got a good ball club.
They got a good ball club there. Chief, your final thoughts as we wrap things up here at the field.
Well, it was nice to do a game where we were on the good end of the mercy rule, and it was nice to see the kids, you know, look like they were having a lot of fun out there. I mean, Cam Leonard with 30 points. You said it's been a long time since somebody scored 30.
Absolutely.
And he did it. And, you know, he got the first couple of baskets were passes from his teammates for assists, but he hit three threes, and he's tough in there. He's very physical. I thought we rebounded well. And McAllister was in there. So was Asher Moyer. So was Micah Moyer. I thought Charlie Walter came in. Luke Wetzel came in, and they rebounded and did a good job. So this could have been one of those see-you-later games against Jersey Shore. But the Braves, it didn't start out the best, but the Braves handled it. So good for them.
Shikellamy with a 61-29 win here in the Fieldhouse in basketball. The Braves at Cumberland Valley on WKOK.com earlier tonight with Steve Williams on the call, winning it 40-30 against the number 17 team in the state.
Lou Delgrati's got the girls up at Jersey Shore tonight, so hopefully they'll pick up a victory up
That's
there.
That's right. They had a game that was switched around a little bit.
Well, they couldn't play yesterday because they both schools had off.
Right, because of the closure. So, well, once again, our final score, it was Shikellamy 61, Jersey Shore 29. Braves improve to 6-7 overall, 2-3 in conference play. As we mentioned, the Braves wrestling team getting a win as well, 40-30 at Cumberland Valley. For Steve Williams, the Chief Dave Ritchie, I'm Kevin Herr. Thanks for joining us for Shikellamy Braves basketball and wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on WKOK.com. Braves basketball and wrestling are WKOK sports presentations.